Hey, it's Jordan.
And it's Randy.
And welcome to the Pull You for a Chat podcast, a podcast for the hopeless romantics.
And just the plain old hopeless.
And for all the lover boys and lover girls out there, welcome to the Love Island edition.
Lover, lover. Oh, we're singing two different songs, but the melodies matched up so nice. I was doing the everyone I need my love.
I think I started off with that, and then I
okay,
was thinking
I was like, damn, I said I didn't know the melodies matched that well. That's actually
no, I don't think they do. I took her to the island. Little shorty, she be wildin', yeah. Cause I always got a smiling, she can't stop. Yeah, I always got a smiling, she won't stop. Baby took me to the island.
Okay. Honestly, Jordan, let's just get this started.
Can you lead it off, Randy?
Yeah, of course. So let's just start here. We started Love Island last week. Actually, we started Love Island 2 weeks ago because we kicked it off with UK, which we started UK, and we're like, okay, it's Love Island. It's not season 5, season 6, Love Island, but it's Love Island. Love Island USA started, and Jordan and I immediately took a liking more to the US season than the UK season, which for me personally is not typical. I tend to lean towards the UK season, but the USA season is just giving.
Same. Yeah, I've always stood 10 toes down for UK. Like, even the some seasons that were a bit drier and hard to watch, like, UK was always good. And then, like, going from UK to USA, like, I'll never forget how jarring it was to watch Love Island UK last season, which was 10, to flip to Love Island USA season 5, and just the differences of people, of language, of like everything was so like a shock to my system. But I will say, despite liking UK better, US has been very good, I think, in their casting choices overall.
Yeah,
the diversity of the cast is amazing. It adds so much layer, adds a lot of layers to the show. It keeps it interesting. It makes sure, because the problem that comes with casting everybody who looks the same, thinks the same, talks the same, acts the same, whatever, is you're just watching the same storyline play out over and over again in different fonts, like with different people. With USA, you have so many different types of people. You're gonna have so many different things going on.
Yeah, so the audacity for, like, the peeps across the pond in the UK to be like, America has no diversity, like, no culture. We're literally the melting pot. And you can see it in our casting. Something they would not know about, obviously, because you put the same... I think they casted the same person 7 times.
Look, all I'm saying, for UK this current season, I could not and still probably couldn't tell the difference between those 3 girls. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Anybody who's listening to this, look at them on the show, tell me you could spot the difference right away. You can't.
Yeah, that's absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm. And,
I mean, it's the token for me every time for UK. Like,
yeah,
it's like everyone looks the same, and then, oh, here's a
diversity check
for you.
Diversity check.
You see?
Yeah, they always get one. And then what I think is really important to you for casting is, like, you could cast, you could pick your diversity higher, for real, right? But
yeah,
like, if you're not casting people who are interested in that type,
exactly,
like truly interested, you're just setting them up for a miserable season. It's miserable to watch. It's, as a Black woman, there's a lot of blog posts out there, like, I'm not the only person who feels like this, but it truly is so painful to watch, like, someone who looks like me,
yeah,
who is representative of me on a show, being so treated like they are so undesirable.
Second class.
Because
season.
Exactly, yeah. Because they don't have people who admire that and acknowledge and see and think it's beautiful. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
yeah, let's be real. There are like, there's so many people that love certain types of women. Mm-hmm. And when they're pulling, like, they're pulling these people, you know, as a Black woman, when either any kind of man's attracted to you, whether it's a white man, a Black man, a Mexican man, you know when a man's attracted to you or not. Like, there's tells.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. And even when they cast black men, sometimes like you can't just cast a black man and be like, oh, they're gonna like the black girl. No,
Yeah, because they're like,
fuck,
oh, they're gonna get together. Excuse me?
they're not.
Huh?
That's just
They
not
have
mean.
nothing in common except for their skin color. Like, what?
And sometimes they don't even like black women. Like, let's be
Yeah,
real.
yeah.
So, anyways, not to rip on Love Island UK, absolutely adore that
Adore
show. I
them. Love
think
them bunches.
it's the template. It's what started it all. But I think USA has done some
They just need to get
crazy
on their Zoom in April.
dynamic things as far as casting choices go.
Yeah.
And it is seen, it is received, and it is so appreciated by us viewers. And
And
it
it doesn't
makes
feel
for really
forced.
good
It doesn't feel
watching.
forced.
Very natural. Okay.
Okay, so should we get into the cast
Let's do
of
it.
USA? Kick it off.
I kick it off. Okay. So, first of all, well, let's talk about the cast. Let's talk about the introduction of the cast. I'm a huge fan of the nighttime intro.
Gags.
Seeing
Gags.
everybody fully glammed and dressed up,
Yeah.
like, amazing option.
Because let's
Amazing
be
choice.
real, style, whether you want to say it or not, is a huge, huge important factor of like being attracted to somebody. I don't care who you are, what you say, it is. And when you're all coming in bikinis and swim shorts, it's like when you're going to work and you're in a uniform. Like, he looks really cute in his uniform, but then you see him outside and you're like, oh, that's crazy. And that's what I feel like the swimsuit is. It's a uniform, and you can't really see. I feel like someone's personal style is like a little glimpse of who they are. And it was so cool to see everybody come in and like styled options and like their hair and makeup done. I thought it was more like not luxurious, but I don't know. It felt like a huge intro rather
It
than
was
everyone skipping in their bikinis.
just so well done, and I felt like it was more of a natural intro. Like I felt like they were probably a lot more comfortable meeting each other at their full
Yeah.
best than
The
half
naked.
naked. So, and it was fun. Okay, we'll start talking about Cordell. I'll never forget his little like green two-piece suit. There's been some
Oh my
controversy
gosh.
about it
Hate.
online, but personally, I loved it. I
Who
thought
didn't
it
like it?
fire. I've
Who didn't
seen
like
some
it?
comments where people were making fun of it, and I was like,
Oh,
absolutely not. Like,
haters.
that shit was
Haters for
fire.
real. Yeah. They don't
It
get
was
it.
very
They don't get
unique.
it.
It was very telling. Like, ooh.
That was so fire. Ariana Maddox. I
Oh
know
my
she's not
gosh.
part of the cast, but the wet look, holy
Yeah.
shit. Holy
Eight.
shit. Because I was like, oh, I've seen her in her series. I was like, oh, she's cute. She's cute. Up there in those lights in that outfit, I was like, damn, she's a bad bitch. Like, she is. And I don't know if it was, I don't think it, I don't know, but whatever team she has on for her hair and her makeup and her outfits right now, they're it. Needs to keep them around for life.
You go, Ariana. Okay, so Cordell, what were our first thoughts of Cordell? Honestly, my thoughts about Cordell at the beginning are the same as they are now, but I love him. Like, he is just
Yeah.
so fun. A little bit like sometimes you can't really tell if it's like he's all there, you know what I mean? Just
He's
a
a
little
little
bit,
spacey. He's a little
just a little bit,
spacey.
yeah, a little bit slower on the upkeep. But I think he's so fun, such good vibes, so cutie. Like I'm just obsessed with him.
I think that he is genuinely a sweet man. Like you see guys who get on there and they're fake sweet, like they just tell you what you want to hear. But I think he's genuinely just a nice guy. And he's not going around saying, I'm just a nice guy. I don't know why people
Oh
don't.
my
He's just
God.
nice. He's just
If they
nice like
say, if anybody says that there's something,
that. Red flag.
flag on the play, flag on the play. Also, anybody out there calling Cordell no Dell Beckham Jr., I need y'all
Crazy.
to cut it out. Leave him
Crazy.
alone.
End it right there.
Get behind me, Cordell.
We're rooting for you right now. We're
Okay.
waiting for you.
Next up, we have. I'm not going in order of how they came in. This is just
Yeah.
what I have written on my paper.
Yeah, for sure.
Next up, we have Serena. I also love Serena. And her and Cordell just happen to be matching with their
Yeah,
chartreuse. Like,
that was
okay.
cute. That was
It was
cute.
cute. I did feel bad though because Serena didn't stand on Cordell's heart.
Yeah, which
Even though they were
surprised
matching.
me.
Yeah, because they were vibing, but I don't think she was just, she didn't have that initial attraction to him. But of course, Serena, she reminds me of my stepsister Mia. Like, she sounds like her, she acts like her low key, and there's something about her that just feels like very familiar to me. And I just, yeah, like, I have such high hopes for her and what she could bring to the season and the presence she has in the villa. Like, she seems like a very calm person to be around and also someone very fun to be around.
I thought she came in just like so bubbly, so cool. So it just, you could tell, like for me personally, that's a girl that I would want to be around immediately. Immediately, I was talking to Serena because I said, oh, she's not this shy, like, coy, look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. She was like, I'm here. I'm here. Let's see what's up. I'm down for whatever. And I just want to be myself and find somebody for me. And I fuck with it. I don't think you can really ask for anything more in a person in a show like this.
Exactly. I think that's exactly. I'd also just love to be her friend.
I know. I honestly, meet and greet. Meet and greet.
Serena?
Let me blow up. Hey, Serena.
Hey, girl. But okay. So, okay. Koi, let's hit another boy.
Okay. Off the jump. Off the jump, he walked in and I said, wow, what a
Like,
beautiful
he is
chocolate man. He's so
objectively
good
good looking, but I could just tell. I was like, he seems like the type to only care that he's tall and good
looking.
looking.
Was he giving HBCU stroller?
Bruh.
He was giving stroller a little bit, but he was fine to me. To me, I said, oh,
I see
hello.
the appeal upon like looking, like if I was out and I saw him walking by, I would look. I would sure as heck
I
look.
said, I'm just really into the dark features. Like,
I love dark features, you know,
love
dark
dark features.
hair, dark
Yeah.
skin.
Koi did it for me. And upon meeting him, he honestly, he came across a little shy. Koi, if you will. He did come across a little coy. But he was giving at first impressions, no talking, no nothing, like teddy bear. And that honestly, I thought he was just gonna be off the jump like a sweet guy, you know, just quiet and you know, just a hard nut to crack.
Are you being serious?
No, I'm serious. When I first saw him, like this is before he started, because when he first jumped, like came in, when he first came in, he wasn't really talkative. He was just there. He was just a big, tall guy. What did you think?
The exact opposite of that. He was not ever giving teddy bear. He was not ever giving shy. Like, I just had a feeling that he would be a guy who was very like in himself. Also, I would like to say I do be online like for real. And so
Did
like
you? I was gonna say, did you already like look up the cast
I
before?
didn't actually. I did not look up the cast beforehand, but even like when like they did like the cast intros and like Koi, I don't even remember what he said in his intro, but I was just like, I don't know. He seems like the type of guy who
He
just
had a little chihuahua. That's what he
I just
said.
like a husband does not make. Like, that's just what I was getting from him. Like I just and you know what? And you know what? If we're gonna like talking about his socials, his entire TikTok presence. Every video is I'm 6'8 and 285 pounds, and I'm 6'8. Like, it's literally all about him being tall, like, all about
I
him
try
being
not
big
to
and
look at their
tall.
socials until after the season's over because I don't want it to sway any of my judgment. But that's crazy. That's actually insane.
His socials confirmed my judgment about him. Like, I was like, I know what type of time you're on. And I was right. About Koi, personally. Like, I was just like, But anyways, very good looking man. Like,
Very attractive.
I'm mad at
If
it.
you were a tree,
It
I'd be. So,
was
Janae, I was like, oh, like cute, bubbly, like a cute little bubbly. Her voice is like very high pitched, and I was like, oh, she's like a little, she kind of reminded me of Bubbles from Powerpuff Girls. I was like, oh, like she's just sweet and kind. And then, yeah, that's really all it was giving for me. Sweet, kind, bubbly.
That's yeah, I'm about the same. I was like, okay, I don't know how I'm gonna like feel about her personality wise, but she does seem like she's just very like extroverted is what I'll say. And as someone who's like more naturally inclined towards like introversion, I was like, whoo, girl, I love you, but you seem like a lot. Just on like first initial, like the energy was off the charts, and my energy is very on the charts. So
Janae.
yeah.
That's honestly, I didn't have much to say about her off the jump.
But beautiful girl.
Stunning, absolutely stunning.
Stunning. Aaron, little British boy Aaron.
Erin. Yeah, I was like, oh, so we've got a Brit. We've got a Brit.
I don't know why we've been doing that. We've been casting a few different foreign people. Just they live in the States, but I'm like, what show is
I
this?
live for it because it's like we are the melting pot. So like we have all kinds of people.
Randy, how dare you say that with the national food of the UK? It's chicken.
It's literally Indian curry. What was I thinking? No,
Yeah, how dare you say that?
you know what? Let me just whoop. That's a song for another party,
What
okay?
you saying? They're not colleagues, they calling us.
Literally, I had curry last week. Like we were saying, I do like that because we are the melting pot. And it, when I lived in Florida for college, literally, I think I met so many people from the UK.
I'm
So it's
so
like
I thought
normal.
you were about to say so many Cubans. I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that checks
Yeah,
out.
the likely place for them to be.
so many people from the UK, and love them. Love them to death. Fun to look at, fun to talk to. And it's just on brand for us. So Aaron, he's
Gonna
like the
lie,
way, right?
I was like really thrown off guard by all of his like ear piercings. Not like it was like an excessive amount, but he doesn't give the vibes that his body modifications do. You know, he looks like he wears boat shoes. Like he should be wearing boat shoes and like a polo and khakis.
He's giving Yale like upon first appearance, like you
He's
see him,
giving,
you're like, oh, Yale, Harvard, like,
yeah, trust
and
fund a
then
little bit.
you look a little deeper and little some tats.
Right. Like everything about him, I'm like, what's your story? What's your
And
story?
you know, and that's what I like about Aaron, without saying too much and going too far. You get a glimpse at first, and then you slowly start to unpeel him. I didn't think he was gonna be front runner. I was like, oh, a British boy.
A British lad, Kaylor. Kaylor, Kaylor. I've only met one other Kaylor in my life, and I love her to death.
So Kaylor, when she was first introduced, actually reminded me of Kaylee, like one of my really good friends, like my best friend, if you will. Because
I'm
she's
sorry.
just so
Who?
you know how I feel. All of my friends. Who was I talking to about this with the other day? Was it Steve? I was at the bar and I said, my problem is I think all of my friends are my best friends. I'm talking, it'll be like my best friend Jordan, my best friend Kaylee, my best friend Caressa. And they're like, wait, I thought your best friend was. I was like, yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Charlie, my best friend.
My
Jordan is.
mom would always say, when I would call someone like my friend, she'd be like, Jordan, not everybody's your friend. Like, oh. Like
Okay,
growing up,
you
she would say that a lot. And you know what? She wasn't wrong.
Yeah,
I was
I'm
like, that's
literally
harsh.
my best friend, Julissa. Everyone's my best. My friends are my best friends. If you aren't, if you're my friend, you're my best friend because it, I don't know. You just wouldn't be my friend if you, I don't think you're the best. So Kaylor was giving me Kaylee off the jump, like the blonde hair, blue eye. She just looked similar to Kaylee in high school. Blonde hair, and she's so bubbly, and she's from Pennsylvania, right? Like a small town. She reminds me of like just a small town girl that's like maybe went to the parties and like had a lot of fun, did a little bit of this, a little bit of that, lots of experience. And that's who she again, bubbly, but not in the same way, sense as like Janae or Serena. It's like a very Midwestern, I know she's not from the Midwest, but Midwestern, like poppy, cheery, giggler. That's what I thought immediately. She's a giggler, but
Yeah,
very
she just felt like another, just like another person on Love Island to me. It's like that sounds real. I don't mean that in a negative way. That sounds
like
very
every
mean.
other bitch.
I really don't mean that in a
Never
bad
done
way. I'm
that.
just like, okay, yeah, like Taylor, she's very cute, very nice, like seemingly nice. But I was just like, okay, like here we go.
Seemingly Kendall.
I did not know. Wait. Kendall cried during his intro, during his little intro video.
He did. Yes. No, I think I, oh my God.
I remember being like,
Yeah, because he was so fun and so da, 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 and then he got serious and I said, oh,
yeah, he said,
you're one of those. So Kendall
oh.
off the jump, I said, I don't think I'm gonna like this guy. Because how do you go from 100 to zero? I've seen zero to 100, but 100 to zero is crazy. And then
He just
back up to
has a
75.
lot of emotions, like
He did. I
clearly.
was like, what is happening? You've just got a lot of emotions, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, so his off of his intro video, I was like, oh, how interesting. Not that, okay, men could cry, absolutely. It just felt like it came out of nowhere. Leah, Persian princess. Leah reminds me of people that I've known. Throughout life in school
That
and
makes sense because
whatever.
she's from the West Coast, isn't she?
I don't remember. Could not tell ya, but
We can fact check this later, but I'm pretty
yeah,
sure she's from
we're doing a
California.
bad job at due diligence. But anyways, I loved Leah. I knew exactly what it was when she came on screen just because I know people of like Middle Eastern descent and they are for real like cut from the same cloth, and I love it. So I just automatically was like, ooh, she's gonna be like, I just had the thought that she was just gonna stand firm, like stand her ground and like be that bitch, but also like very high maintenance. But like again, because I've known people like Leah, I've loved every single one of them. I just like Leah.
She reminded me of a friend of mine named Shush. Shush is from Israel, and she looks very similar.
Yeah. But Leah, good first impression of her. Rob. Now, can I just say, I was a fan of Rob last season in Casa because I loved the Casa boys more than I loved the Villa boys last season, and I was sad we didn't see more of Rob. And I was devastated when Carmen like kicked him to the side for Kenza. Well, I mean, just never really opened up to getting to know Rob, but in hindsight and retrospect, shout out to Carmen because if she didn't do that, we wouldn't have had Rob now.
Yeah, I just
So.
want to thank her. Thank you, Carmen, from the bottom of my heart. I love a good-looking man. I do. It's as if he's robbed my heart. Okay. What a beautiful man. Shout out to his
Yeah.
parents. And you know what? I said this whenever I saw Rob at first, he's from Alabama, so he's a good old Southern boy, but he was giving Midwest. Like, I have met so many men like Rob. I just felt like I knew Rob. So I just felt like, oh, I've seen this man. And that those were literally my first impressions.
He was
Hot
definitely giving country
and
to me, though.
yeah. Hot, but that's like kind of I like lived in like Southern Missouri.
Fair.
So
Yeah.
that's, you know what I mean? It's not
Yeah.
Kansas. Well, I grew up in Kansas City. I lived in Southern Missouri, which whole different subgenre of the Midwest. And that's what he was giving. So I was like, oh, familiar. Hot and familiar. That's all he was giving to me.
Rob is what when girls on Love Island say they like a like dark features, they're
Dark
talking
features.
about Rob. I loved Rob. Like truly, truly, truly big fan. So glad to see him back. Solid casting choice. Good vibes from Rob.
Wow.
Last up, we have Ms. Hannah. And can I say from her intro video, because she said, what'd she say that like caught me way out? First of all, she's wearing that bodysuit like she came out of Jersey Shore. But then she said, baddie, baddie, shot o'clock. I said, oh, that's what time we're on.
So, yeah,
This is a
she's the
classy show. I said, oh, she gets active.
Have you no cooth?
Like,
She
that's
is down.
crazy. She
Somebody
gets.
called Natalie Nunn.
Look, I said, oh, she's about to fight somebody in this
Yeah,
villain.
because she's the only one that I saw pre first episode because you sent it. And I said, oh, who is this? And then I looked and I said, is that not giving Snooki in her prime? That's prime
It's.
time Snooki.
She is a different casting choice from, I think, a lot of people we've seen on Love Island
But
before.
American nonetheless.
Yeah.
A big part of American reality TV, I would say. But it's not the side that's usually shown on this side of reality TV, like the Housewives or the
No, because she kind
yeah,
of like
Love
also is giving what's she's also kind of giving Big Ange like in her style a little bit, like
Island. Yes! Like a
so.
baby Big Ange.
Yeah, like she's very
R.I.P.
familiar. And I was just like, oh, she's peak television, Hannah. All right. So now let's jump into these couples because really, this is the whole point of the show. So, first couple up, we got Serena and Cordell, my little babies. I loved them together because first of all, I love them separately. We already covered, like, I love
Yeah,
Cordell. Like, I will
vibes
defend
from both.
him for my, like, to my dying breath. and then Serena, and I thought like they were, I really did think they were so cute together.
Yes, I even like when they stood together and the vibes and matching outfits, I said, I fear they belong together. These two
And
meant to be.
yes,
These
and then
are.
we start seeing them talking. I don't know if we already said it, but we are covering the whole week of Love Island because this is not a full-time job and
Yeah.
we can't record one of these every single day. So we're gonna go through the whole
But if
first.
you listen and support us, this could be a thing. So honestly,
It could
tune
be,
in.
yeah. But we start seeing like the first conversation. What was it when Serena was like, "What are your long-term goals?"
What are your
And
long-term goals?
he said, "What's
What do you
that?"
mean by that? What are your goals long term?
Like that reminds me. I can't remember. There's like another one that I like. So I never forget in high school, we were talking about the space station, and some kid goes, "What's the space station?" And I dead ass said, the station that's in space. Like,
Space station that's in space.
yeah. And then, but there's another thing that happened like recently that someone said. And I was like, people are, you
And
know.
I, to be fair, I don't think he meant to, because some people will ask stuff like that and just be, I think he was just like, what do you mean? Like, he genuinely was not, like, I think he overanalyzed it because he was nervous and that's his
Yeah.
personality. And he's like, huh?
I think
It caught
Cordell
him off
really,
guard.
yeah, he really likes Serena. So I think that's true. Like, he definitely was nervous around her.
Yeah.
But, like, for him to say, like, a Cheez-It sponsorship, but I
That was
do,
funny.
like,
I
I do
don't think it was
like the
weaponized
wavelength.
incompetence, is what I was trying to say.
No. He wasn't being, like, intentionally aloof.
Yeah.
But I do get kind of like where he's coming from. He's like, what does he do? He like models on the side and he like does fashion and he does things. So when he's thinking long-term goals, he's probably thinking of like his brand and what he's created
Yeah.
for himself. And so that's why he's gonna say a Cheez-It sponsorship and some other stuff.
It's so funny.
Just like bless him.
Yeah. And that's just so on brand for his personality though.
And then he
So
started saying, like,
stupid
oh,
not
buying
to
a
put him in a
house.
commercial though.
Yeah.
Where somebody get their marketing team.
Right, Cheez-Its, hit them
But
up.
you know that first conversation, Serena asked a really good question.
Yes.
Do you
Podcast.
listen to podcasts? I said, genius.
Because
And
why do I ask that to men when we go on dates? I'm like, oh, do you listen to?
I've never asked that.
I definitely, because it's a, because if
Such
you
a good
tell
question.
me you listen to some, what's his face? Like if you listen to some like Andrew Tate or like some other people, like,
Yeah.
oh, we, I don't think we belong in the same,
Yeah. Yeah.
relationship. Like, gotta go.
He, bless his heart, he was so cute. He said, what kind of podcast should I be listening to? And she's like, no, you passed. Like, you passed the test. You don't have to start any.
So cutie. Like, I love them.
Oh, yeah, they were bouncing off each other, but I knew The moment she had to repeat her question, that she was immediately turned off.
Yeah, I think the thing about that is I think it was easy for Serena to be turned off by Cordell because she didn't have like she I you could be attracted, sorry, you could believe someone is attractive,
Yeah,
but
and
that
not be
doesn't
attracted.
mean, yeah, that does not mean you're attracted to them. So I fully believe that Cordell is objectively a very good looking person.
Very good looking, yeah.
And like she knows that, but I don't think she was immediately attracted to Cordell.
Yes.
Even if she is a slow burn, you can't force attraction, right?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't have taken much for her to be turned off of him. And so we kind of see that, which I thought was so sad when like, oh my gosh, when they're talking like a few days later and like she goes, "You're fine as fuck." And Cordell literally blushes and does that like that thing where he tucks his finger
Yay.
behind his ear. Like, little cute boy.
He is.
It
I
was
just.
so sweet. And like I didn't personally like I was like, oh, I don't know if Serena's really feeling him, but I didn't see like I don't know. I didn't see conversations of her saying, I don't like Cordell or I'm confused or whatever. I know you picked up on it, but I didn't see it.
I
And
did.
so
I did.
when she kind of hit him with the, I think we should be friends, I said, oh, buddy, that was a painful conversation to watch.
Yes. So I remember in the game and before this, I don't know if it's just because I have so many sisters, but I can read body language really well, especially in women, and I can just tell when a woman is not into a man. I've also done deep dive studies into Love Island. Those are also called depressive episodes. So I had time to like study. Like I can just tell when a woman doesn't like a man. And I knew like after he asked that question, again, I know I keep going back to this question, but I knew I was like, oh, it's not there. The spark's not there. It's not going to be. And then especially when Janae threw the water on her for saying she was two-faced,
Yeah, that
because
caught me off guard because I was like, what are
yeah.
you talking about?
I said, oh, she's right. She's right. Because, I mean, you shouldn't have to, even if you are a slow burn, and I know a little something about being a slow burn, okay? You, sh there's the body language is still a thing. Like, if I like a man, like, our knees are going to graze at least. The way she was, like, arm's length away from this man at all times, every conversation, that was saying something. And then, like, she was doing this face, like, the, like she would always put in the little, like she wasn't into it. And I was
Yeah.
like, damn, that's tough.
It is tough because you
She,
can't. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
it's just the way she was reacting to the things he was saying. Like some women, like me, I'm like her in the sense. They don't like the mushy gushy, like, I'll do anything for you, da 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 da. Like some people just like the bantering back and forth, which is what I like. I don't really need to hear that all the time. And he kept doing that, and I could see that was just like immediately turning her off.
Let's move on to Kaylor and Aaron.
Okay. So, Kaylor and Aaron, I immediately wrote in my notes because I saw their first conversation. Because at the coupling, I said, oh, this could be fun. This could be exciting. This could be cute. She's his type to a T. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised that they coupled up.
Never wasn't surprised that they coupled up. Now their first discussion, I said, this is too much. They're too much for each other. I think she had too much personality. And then like I was saying earlier with the unpeeling the layers, I didn't realize Aaron had so much personality until we started seeing him have conversations. And then they were immediately making out and like, you know, and sometimes that works for couples. But again, this is Love Island. You doing all that 20 minutes into knowing each other, that's a recipe for failure. And I wrote in my notes, I said, they're doing too much. They're doing too much, and this is not going to work.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I don't remember their first conversation.
There wasn't a lot of talking.
I multitask a lot when I'm like doing stuff.
Yeah.
I don't remember that much of their conversation, but I wasn't surprised that they coupled up together. I think like they are each other's natural types physically, but they seem like they're just on different pages. And I think like as we see
Yeah.
them like go further, like Yeah, Aaron has a lot more depth to him, and I think like Kaylor, like she likes someone who is more like jokey, a little bit less mature. She said words from her mouth, and I think that's exactly the what she needs because that's exactly who she is. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know. Like, I want to root for them for sure. I want to root for them if that's what you like and that's what you want, and you guys make each other happy. Like as of now. And it's
I
not
want
toxic.
to.
Absolutely, I'll support you. But
I
I think it's
just,
going to be interesting
yeah.
to see if someone else comes. Well, we did see
Yeah,
Liv
we
came
did see.
in. So we got our first bombshell who came in and tested the waters of a few different relationships, one of them being Aaron
Taylor.
and Kaylor. And like a little caveat on Liv, she's Australian babe. Very like she is a bombshell for sure, like a
It
bombshell.
was giving Margot Robbie, which Aaron mentioned is what he's looking for.
Yeah, so she was giving bombshell. Her and Aaron connected about what like they started talking about Americans, and I'm like, okay, go to your respective shows and talk about Americans there.
Because I'm not gonna lie, I said, hold on.
Yeah, what? What's going on?
Don't do me. I'll turn this off right now. I'll
Yeah.
skip every scene that you're in. So,
But
but
I
yeah.
didn't necessarily
Yeah,
see anything
don't
between
get
Liv
it.
and I didn't necessarily see anything between Liv and Aaron either. But also that's because like I wasn't getting much from any of Liv's conversations, like from any of them. They all seemed a little bit dry and I was like, what
Honestly,
is
yeah,
going
I don't
on?
think Liv was very, I don't think she's found anyone she's attracted to yet.
Yeah,
But
her banter not up to par.
yeah, it, I don't, yeah, I don't think it's because of that. I think it's just because she's not attracted to anybody there. But Australian men and American men are very different. And I think maybe she's just attracted to like that style of man. So hopefully that comes in the villa and we get to see more of Liv because I know we're skipping right into Liv based on this, but I know you didn't really see much from her that you loved. I don't know. What were you saying about her?
I was saying Liv was, I don't know, what was I saying about her? I
Guess
just
I
didn't get
said I
much from
actually really
her.
enjoyed her.
Yeah.
I said she's real. I said that's what I liked, and you're like, oh, I'm
I
not
just
getting.
wasn't getting much from her. And okay, so we're gonna skip topics right now. We're gonna move in. I think we've kind of finished talking about Kaylor and
Moved into
Aaron
live,
anyway,
yeah.
but moving into Liv and her, so Rob and Leah, which we'll talk about. Rob and Leah were coupled up. Their conver Liv's conversations with Rob were giving
Crickets.
absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. You could see this man lose interest each minute that they were talking to each other.
I
And
couldn't,
she
yeah.
still chose him, which I thought was a choice because one, like Rob, yeah, he was telling her, okay, yeah, like I'm open to getting to know people. But again, same
Right.
thing
His
for
body language
Rob.
wasn't doing that.
Yeah, same thing for Rob. Like, one, I get like, because his experience in Casa Amor from last season, where Carmen wasn't really open to getting to know him, he didn't want to do that to her, which I think that's fair. But you cannot force yourself to like someone. And there's a difference between like being open to giving someone a chance and just like actually wanting to give someone a chance. And he didn't actually want to give her a chance. And like, for us viewers, that was very clear to see. Like, I'm interested in what truly their conversations were that we might not have seen because they were really giving nothing. And so for Liv to have chosen Rob to couple up with and take him away from
Do me.
Leah threw me for a loop because I was like, I just came from the opinion that Liv is a very beautiful girl. She's probably used to getting what she wants from men and isn't used to having guys not be into her. You know what I mean? And
Which
so
was an
I think she
interesting
was
take.
the most attracted to Rob.
Yeah, that's
So
what I
that's
thought.
what she just went for. And like Rob wasn't into it, but I don't think that necessarily computed in her brain because maybe she didn't realize like it is possible for someone to not be into it. You know what I mean? And so, but yeah, obviously I can't make a character judgment on most of these people, any of them. I don't know any of them, but I just didn't get enough of her personality to like really care for her positively or negatively.
Now
That's
that we're talked a little bit about the Mia couple, Rob and Leah, that
it.
couple, You share your thoughts and I'll share mine because I know we have different opinions on this couple.
Yeah. So I will say, Rob and Leah, I do love them separately. And I thought they were so cute. Like, I did really, and it wasn't just me, but I really did love that cute little scene where he came up to her and was like, oh, let's go, like, meet me at the dock when I give you this, like, signal or whatever. Like, that was, like, effort. You know, he was putting an effort, which we didn't see him put in with Liv. Like, he was giving something, you know what I mean? And so I was like, oh, that's cute. I think he definitely could have handled that Liv situation a lot better and deaded it off with Liv and just said, hey, I'm not interested in you. I think it was weird that he didn't. I didn't understand where he was coming from with that, but I digress. I just thought they were super cute. Leah was liked him immediately. We knew that from the first game that they played the first night, which I thought it was a little bit annoying because someone had kissed Rob during a game. They had met 2 hours ago. And Leah kind of made a face and was like, oh, I like him. It's always something. And Leah had made a face and said, like, oh, I like him. But I will say, okay, caveat, not to like go off tracks. I do think it has been so strange watching these couples couple up and then like as soon as they're in a couple just forget about other people because they coupled up, every single person coupled up, and they just kind of stopped talking to and getting to know the other people in the villa on a romantic level. Like they're just kind of set in their couples. And I said, why, like, what show are you watching? Because you're literally supposed to talk to other people right now, not just bombshells and new people that come in. Like it's been day one, like day two you should still talk to other
Literally,
people and you're
literally. I
not.
always say Love Island time because I always forget that it's only been 2 days.
Yeah, no, but it's like it was crazy. So like Leah and Rob, I mean, every single couple did this, but like they for sure were
They
one of the ones who were
immediately,
like, I don't want to get to know
yeah.
anybody
And then
else.
Kayler and Aaron as well. Those two
Well,
were
but
the
then Aaron was open. I mean, Liv did come in. I mean, every single person stopped talking to other people,
Yeah.
right? But
So,
like
which is, yeah. So, and for those listening, if we keep this little clip in for Jordan saying it's always something, I almost choked and died, and I had to get a water or a grape juice so that I wouldn't die and choke on camera. That's what she was talking about. Anyways,
it is
not that
always something, though.
my life is important or anything. So, you don't need me for this podcast or anything. So, Lee and Rob, I honestly thought that they just got together because they felt like they were most attracted to I Leah off the jump was very excited about Rob. Very excited. She was like, yeah, him, which I can't blame her because look at the man. Very attractive. But I for Rob, I just thought, okay, Leah is the most like his type. And then I was a little taken aback when they got together and he was like, oh yeah, I actually really do like you. And I'm like, okay, it's been 3 days. Again, I know that I'm particularly like a slow burn, but the way that they were just mushed, I feel like almost immediately, like I'm not talking to anybody else, da 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 da,
Well, everyone did that though.
which is crazy to me. But I don't think everyone did. I think Aaron and Kaylor did, and I think that Rob and Leah did. And that was that. Those two
Well,
really.
yes, but that's because they like those two couples like actually wanted to see where things could go with each other, and
Yeah.
everyone else wasn't like that deeply into it, but they did not explore the other people in the villa still.
Exactly. So I honestly didn't think that they liked each other. I didn't think that they liked each other as much as they were saying. I think the actions speak. I don't know. There's this chemistry that just was not there for me when they got together. And I've said that from the start, which honestly panned out. And here's the thing. You can be attracted to somebody and like make out with somebody and do all this and this and this. But if you don't have any similarities, like I mean, a big point, or for example, she walked out. What is he wearing? Like overalls, and not that your styles and aesthetics have to match, but she goes, oh, these are Bottegas. And he's like, what are those? And she's like, I knew you wouldn't know what they are, or something like that. I was like, yeah, that's not gonna be good. They come from two different worlds. Not that that doesn't always work, because sometimes that works. But I just did not think. I mean, she's a Persian princess. Let's be real. If you've ever met like a Persian woman, I mean, from my personal experience, it's very high class, very aesthetically pleasing women. Like they get what they want. And Rob's more, I mean, he's pulling snakes out of the woods. It's just you can be attracted to each other and just not vibe. And because you're in a villa for 6 weeks, you need to be realistic. When you go back to your own worlds, are you gonna mesh? And I just didn't think that the two would mesh.
Yeah,
And
no one starts thinking about the outside world until like they're a few weeks in anyway. But it's funny because me and Randy have like we agree on most things anyway, and we're kind of on the same wavelength, but we have very different opinions about Love Island and the couples in it, and Lee and Rob being one of them, where I was definitely big fans of Lee and Rob and believed in them as a couple. They had cute conversations, their little like we share a brain cell conversation. Like that was
Well,
funny.
that's
Like that
cute.
was like
It's
cute
cute.
little like back and forth.
But it's not realistic. And that's the
Also,
person in me.
side note, Rob making breakfast for both girls. So what
Oh.
happened in the show was Liv had coupled up with Rob. Rob still liked Leah, and Rob was like, "Oh, what do I do?" And he made breakfast for both of them. I personally, if I was
It's odd.
Leah, I would not have wanted you to have made either of us
No.
breakfast. Don't make either of us anything. Keep that to yourself. And even Kendall knew because he asked
He
Kendall,
said,
"Oh, should I do
and
breakfast for
Kendall's
both
like,
of
no. And
them?"
then he was like, fuck it. I guess if you want to, do it.
Yeah, don't disrespect me. Don't make both of us breakfast. Why are you making
Oh,
breakfast for
yeah.
that
To the point Jordan had about that how she thought it was cute, how they had the secret signal. I did not think that was cute. I think
bitch?
that is the point in time. Because at that point, he knew he was feeling, I think he knew from the jump, he was feeling Leah
Yeah,
over
he knew
her.
right away.
But like you said, he wanted to give him a ch her a chance, which is cool. Like, do that. But at the point where you're having to like sneak around, dead it. Just dead it. Go to Liv and say, hey, we gave it a shot. I'm really feeling Leah. I'm just not very into you in the most polite way possible. And go there. The sneaking behind her back, and even if it was a cute little picnic, it would have been cuter if they were like honest. Like, instead of sneaking behind Liv's back, because that's where it becomes the hurtfulness, right? You could have just said, hey, feeling Liv more or feeling Leah more, and then gone about your day. And then Liv would have been cool with it because she also was feeling Kendall and Aaron in a little bit. And I think that she would have had the opportunity to go and get to know them more, and maybe try to establish something with somebody else. I think she felt stabbed in the back. And I think she was valid for feeling that way because why are you sneaking around? You don't have to. You were in a couple first. Be honest, be real.
I agree. I think Rob should, because Rob knew he didn't like Liv. He should have told her. I do think Liv was like a like doing a little too much on the other side of it, where she was like she felt blindsided. I'm like, there's no way you for real thought this man was like
Perhaps not
into
blindsided,
you. Yeah, blindsided was
just
crazy.
hearing one thing, actions speak louder than words, but if you're telling me something and doing another, but I don't know that you're doing the other, it's like, okay.
Again, I think she just wanted to hold out hope because she was most attracted to Rob, and I men probably don't pass up on an opportunity to be with her often.
And I wouldn't pass up an opportunity to be with Rob. So I get it. I get it, Liv.
You are Liv.
I get it, Liv, but still be honest.
Yeah. Hannah and Kendall.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They were crazy town.
Because those are
They I thought they
the
were about to have sex day one. I said,
two.
"Oh, I'm sorry. Is this too hot
Okay.
to handle?"
Yeah. So they were the couple that I would never, ever, ever thought would be together. Okay.
I don't think they were a
He,
couple. I think they were a good time. I think
yeah, for a good
that's
time
what they were.
call.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, and honestly, even when they were like pretending that they liked each other, which they didn't, I think they just wanted to stay in a couple on both sides. Whenever Liv was talking to Kendall and Hannah was like, oh, I really like him. No, you don't. Maybe she did, but to me, no, you didn't, girl. No, you
You
didn't.
probably wanted to like him.
Yes, but there's a difference. And also when Hannah was trying to get to know the bombshell that came in, he was like, oh, but I think I do like her. So what's funny about this to me is you only really like them when they're about to be somebody else's crazy. Like you didn't realize that. And
Well,
then
I think it's because that you just like when a bombshell comes in and you're like and your couple is threatened, no matter how strong or how little the feelings are, you are vulnerable. And so you're like literally grasping at straws and being like, oh, wait, perspective change. Because you're literally your time in that villa could be done like real quick.
But that's why I liked like Serena. I think she was really real for how she handled everything.
Yeah, but side note, if I was Kendall's friend, Kendall specifically, there's this one screenshot of him after one of his many make out hot and heavy sessions with Hannah, where her makeup is all over
Oh
his face
my
and
God.
he looks crazy. If I was one
Crazy.
of his friends, I would screenshot
But
that.
also,
As soon as he exits the villa
put
and gets his phone back, I would have texted him that photo and said, "Welcome back."
on a t-shirt. Welcome home party.
Yes,
Welcome home
because
party.
that
Yeah.
was crazy.
Also, like for the girls, if you're a girls girl, no, you're not. None of those girls are girls girls. Help her. Help her.
Help her,
I know,
please.
because none of your guys, nobody else's makeup is ending up on these guys.
Yeah.
Show her the setting spray. Show her the setting powder. Be nice, because you're not being nice. You keep letting this girl get her full face all over these men. Or at least, you know what? Keep a makeup wipe on deck. Keep a makeup wipe on deck. Like, put it in your pocket. Put it in your bra.
Yeah.
Finish your makeup session. Whoop. Like, you know what's going
Do
to happen.
something. Do
You know what's going to
something.
happen. So keep it on you. Keep that thing on you. Okay?
Because,
And it's not just a
woo.
little bit of makeup. It's not like, you know,
It's her whole, like,
Tyler
half
Skinner
her
making
face
out with Jaden
transfers.
Smith in the movie
Oh
theater.
my gosh.
It's
Yeah.
like times 10. And that was a lot. If
Half
the paparazzi clocked that, yeah. Because.
Yeah, half her face transfers. It's I've never seen anything like it. But Hannah and Kendall were a couple that struck me as like out of convenience because there wasn't really that much like left. You know what I mean? Like because Hannah had gone over to Koi's heart because yeah, Koi is Koi. You're gonna want to climb him like a tree.
Mind you,
And
he had three bad bitches on his heart.
yes, and
So,
Koi is 100% Hannah's type. Like that is who she goes for.
that's exact. And you know what? Let's be real. Outside of the villa, Koi probably goes for her too.
You said it.
You were thinking it. You said it. I'm be honest. I'm be real. And I'm yeah. Cause let's look at them. Anyway.
Yeah, they go together. Both of them have been open to getting to know other people. Kendall's to getting to know Liv. That didn't go anywhere after Liv chose Rob. Because again, for whatever reason, once people are coupled up, they decide not to talk to nobody else. And then we see two new bombshells come in. One of them, Hakeem, which we'll get to him in a little bit. But Hakeem came in. Hannah was entertaining Hakeem. And Kendall felt some type of way about it. And then Hannah had like was going back and forth between Hakeem and Kendall. She was telling Hakeem 50-50. She was telling Kendall, you don't have anything to worry about. Hannah ended up recoupling with Kendall, but Hakeem called her out for what she had said, which she did say 50-50, to
She
be real,
did. She
did
did.
say 50-50. And Kendall didn't like that. He's like, oh, well, why are you like lying to me? And tell he's like, if you want to get to know, like, if you are 50-50, that's a thing, but like, don't be dishonest with me, right? And so Hannah's like,
Honest.
oh, I feel so, this
Ew.
part killed me. So Hannah was like, oh, I feel so bad. That's not even what it was like. I like you, and you know, da-da-da-da-da. Whatever she's trying to say to get back in his good graces, she started an apology tour, right? She was like making him breakfast, making him food, like being all up on him. And then we have a game. So then we have this game that comes up where the girls have to like throw a javelin or whatever at a wheel with the guy's faces on it. Whoever it lands on is who they have to kiss. And Hannah, not even probably what, like a few hours
I
beforehand,
mean,
was
yes.
telling Kendall,
I'm so sorry.
yeah, she was like,
Whenever
I'm
happened again, baby.
sorry.
It's
I
me
never
till my
liked
death.
him. I'm all about
It was
you.
never like that. I
I'll never
was
talk to
thinking
that man
about you the
again in my
whole
life.
time.
Yeah, I'll never talk to that man again in my life. Like, I'm not gonna talk to him. You don't have nothing to worry about. And then in the game, she says, I'm gonna kiss Hakeem.
I just think it's gonna be so funny, and everyone's gonna laugh, and it's gonna be good entertainment.
He could have thrown that spear at any other man, so
Anybody.
Kendall would not have had as big as a problem with it.
The
But
side eye
she
was
threw it
crazy.
at Hakeem. At
And
Hakeem was
my boy
crazy.
Kendall's looking like,
Did
nah.
we not just have a conversation about
The
this?
breakfast, the apology, the never happen again. And then you jump up on my man
You
to make out
choose the
with him.
opportunity to kiss him.
And you fall in the water and
Yeah.
drown.
So their kiss didn't go that well because like she's a thicker girl. And like, but Hakeem should have
Yeah.
been able to hold her. Like, that's not her
He
fault.
should have could
He,
have bought it.
weak man, hit the
It's
weights.
very, yeah. Yeah,
Hit
it's
the
telling of
weights.
his character, honestly.
Exactly. He didn't try hard
And he
enough.
argues with women. We'll get there.
Exactly. And so they fell, but her defense after that was she was like, because the girl, she was like, oh, do you think Kendall's gonna be mad when they're debriefing the game?
They're
And the
like,
girls are like, yes,
yeah.
bitch. Like, yes, she's gonna be
They're like,
mad.
yes.
Yeah, and she's like, oh my God, I didn't even think about that. And that was the moment I was like,
Yeah.
they are two very, well, not the moment, but I was like, damn, like, Hannah, be so for real.
And here's the thing is, I genuinely think she thought that he would not care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that thought ran through her mind.
She wasn't trying to be like crazy. Like she really thought it was funny.
She said,
And I'm like,
watch this.
that's crazy because like I'm picturing myself like in that situation where I like if I was Kendall, I'd be like, well then clearly we're just two very different people. Like
Yeah.
we do not have the same senses of humor. Like we're not, we don't, the same things are funny. It's not gonna work out.
Yeah, I would have been like, it was fun while it lasted at that
Yeah.
point. And then it would have been dead. Like, there's no chances after that to me. Like you la like you played in my face and then you apologized for it. And
Played in my face,
then you did
the
it again, like round
same
two. Like, what is this recess? Like, that's
person. Like, not
crazy.
even a full 24 hours had passed.
Not even 24 hours. And from the apology, barely an hour. Like,
Yeah.
babe.
Speaking of the game, let's talk about the game for Kayler and Aaron. Circling back to them really quickly, I think the last thing you said about Kayler and
Yeah.
Aaron is like they're just, you know,
They're
maybe
very different people.
very different people. But Kayler did the same thing as Hannah, where she chose
Yeah.
to kiss a guy who she hadn't even been talking to. She kissed Hakeem. She
Yeah.
hadn't even been talking to him.
Which, okay. So Kayler's thing, right? I'm like, wait, because she, Kayler, didn't she get somebody else before that? Connor. So two bombshells came in, Connor and Hakeem.
Yes.
And it's important to know a little background. Kayler was getting to know Connor, and in the midst of getting to know him, they decided to kiss, see if they have chemistry, da 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 da. She told Aaron. Aaron wasn't like too keen on it, but like he understood. And then fast forward, we get to the game, and she spears, and she says Hakeem is who she's going for, which is weird because it, in the sense that it's a game, like totally, yeah. Go for whoever you want. Actually, all the girls really like a few of the girls went for people outside of their couples, which was just like a fun part of the game until you start thinking and you're like, okay,
Because it's week one.
you just
Kiss everybody.
somebody else. And then you told your man, don't worry about it. We're just getting to know each other. Like, not that deep. And he's like, okay, she probably doesn't like him that much. She doesn't. They did it. She hasn't even, I don't think at this point have, I don't think she's had a conversation with Hakeem. Throws a spear at Hakeem and they make out. Like, that kiss was insane. And rightfully so, I think Aaron started to feel some type of way.
Because it came out of, I think Aaron would have understood and respected it more if Kayler and Hakeem had been like talking in any
Yeah.
capacity. They had
Yeah.
not been. And it just came out of nowhere. So he was for sure kind of blindsided, like, hold up, am I missing something? And then Kayler was on that same type of dummy time that Hannah was on, talking about, oh, I just thought it was gonna be funny. What about
Yeah,
that is
which
funny to you?
honestly, I don't know because I get what she was saying. I think it's a little bit different than the Hannah thing because she has no ties with Hakeem, which
Right.
but I think that he was just so hurt about the Connor thing because her and Connor could have, like, honestly, they could have been good.
I disagree.
You disagree on what?
Connor, but I'll let you finish your thought because then we'll
Not
start talking about
in the
bombshells.
sense, like in his thinking. Like, I don't think that they'd be a good couple, but like that's what he's thinking, right? My girl's already on the go with somebody else. And now another one.
Another one.
Another one, thank you. So yeah.
Yeah.
And
So,
it
Kayla,
also,
that
yeah.
was just that game caused problems for those two couples
Yeah,
mostly.
it was definitely a good test in faithfulness.
And I thought it was really, I thought it was more telling of like the personality types,
Yeah.
really, of like what the girls chose to do. Last couple, well, before we get to the last couple I even talked about, let's talk about two new boy bombshells, which we've already kind of talked about before in this episode. But we see Hakeem and we see Connor enter. First impressions of Hakeem and Connor. Connor, I said, oh, I had the same thoughts about Connor that I think every single person did. And Ian Sterling, the narrator, said it best. He said, he walks like an NPC. And I said, yep, that's it. Because what? But from his conversations, like from the get-go, I was like, I love Connor. Like
Yeah.
he is just a very good communicator. He has very good conversations with everybody. Like it seems like it's so easy to talk to. He had a good conversation with Serena. He had a good conversation with Kayla. Like he was just a genuine man. And
Yeah.
what I really appreciate about Connor is that he said, oh, I'm gonna talk to everybody. And he meant it.
Hey,
And
yeah,
guess who he talked to?
it's all business.
Everybody. Big business, Connor.
I do like Connor. When he walked
Love
in,
Connor.
I immediately said, "Oh, buff Justin Timberlake." Justin
Yeah, it was
Timberlake,
kind of wild.
but that's exactly I said, JT on
Yeah.
Roy.
It's just like his lats or something. I don't know.
It's gotta be. On the other hand,
Hakeem. Oh Lord. As soon as this man walked in, I said, I already know. Get him off my screen.
ironically, the same day, Jordan and I send a million TikToks back and forth to each other. The same day, she sent me a TikTok and it says, is okay, it was talking about black men, right? And it says, is he gay? Or does he just like white women? And when Hakeem first came on, I was like, huh, like a little bit, is he, you know? And then I was like, no. So then we watched his intro and I was like, okay, that makes sense. Cause he said basically that he likes white women with what does he say, dark hair, light eyes.
Yeah, like he likes the Leahs and the Hannahs. I already knew what type of time Hakeem was just from
Yeah.
looking at him, from him talking.
Yeah.
Also, he's a Jamaican man who lives in Miami. I said, oh, here we
Yeah.
go. Here we go.
And his energy, honestly, it just was giving
Overwhelming.
like cheerleader.
Yes, he was like, he would go. He was so. First of all, I will say, I love that the guys did not pay any attention to either of them when they first walked in.
Yes, and
Because they came in on the night
I
that
was
Liv
gonna say
stole
hi.
Rob. Yeah, the guys were so like they were because they
They were
Rob was
making
like,
fun
oh
of
my
them in the corner.
God.
They said,
They're
oh
making fun
my
of them in the
God.
corner, but this is like after Liv had just stole Rob and Rob was like, what just happened? So all the guys were circled around him and they were
Yeah.
talking. And then the Hakeem and Connor come in and the boys are not paying, they don't give
Yeah,
a
they don't
fuck.
care. They're like,
Like they don't care. Yeah, they said,
bombshell.
whatever, my boy Rob's
He
distraught
said,
over
I'm
here.
hot.
Yeah. And so Hakeem's loud mouth goes, I'm sorry, I'm being such a gentle to Hakeem, but he goes, hey, you guys aren't gonna say nothing? Like he's just so
The energy he's giving,
loud.
yes.
And he's just very like.
He needs to be the center of attention at all times.
And at some of the moves that he does with the girls came across as
I
very
don't like
inauthentic.
at all. I
What?
said I don't like any of the moves he does
Oh
with
yeah, a lot of them came off as very inauthentic because the energy he would try to like, you know, like when someone says something and then like someone wants to agree and like he's just like agreeing, and like saying things like back so enthusiastically, like nothing. I was like, I hope nobody falls for this because this is crazy. Like he's blowing smoke up your butt. Like this
Yeah.
is actually crazy. And I wrote down in my notes, I said, he reminds me of Chris Rock a little bit, but not like Chris Rock, but like if Marty the Ze if Marty the Zebra turned into a person, it would be Hakeem. Like,
Yeah, and that's
that's
that
exactly
makes
his
sense.
character in Madagascar.
Yeah,
Like, rewatch Madagascar.
white with
Tell me
black
that's not
stripes.
Hakeem. Tell me that's not Hakeem. Be so for
Yeah.
real. But he was a lot. I will say the gym scene was kind of funny to me when, like, he was like,
Oh,
okay, like, I was like,
when
okay.
you're lifting Kaylor.
When he was like, yeah, lifting
Yeah.
Kaylor, jump rope with Leah, I was like, okay, Hakeem, like,
Yeah. And they were
that
like,
was
they were so mad. They said they haven't worked out
funny.
a single day until these two came in.
Mind you, it's been like 2 days. So
It's been like 2 days.
who's gonna work out the first 2 days on vacation
Not
anyway?
me.
Not me.
Not me.
Not
I
me.
love the people that can.
Yeah, love your life. Live your life.
Love your life. You wish that was you, huh? Another game happens.
The one that we've all been waiting for, really. And I love that they put it at the beginning. Shout out producers. The body count.
The body count game.
Which I thought was, I mean, there's two, like, so basically in the game, we see everybody's like body counts and what they think is too high of a body count. If the guys have ghosted anybody, what the girls have spent on their like respective partners. And a few of the ones I want to highlight, right? Koi and Aaron had body counts of Koi had
75 and
150,
150.
150, Aaron had 75.
Yeah.
And when they had answered what body count is too high for your girl, they
Ugh.
both put 10.
10.
Be so for real right now.
Be for real. And
Because
you
ain't
know,
no way.
no way. And you know what pisses me off is before they revealed their answers on what they think is too high, the real ones, like Rob was like, basically, it's not my business. He said like 100 plus.
And
And
like, I think
I'm very
Cordell
telling
did
of his
too.
personality. You can look at Rob and know that that's not something that he would care about.
He said
And
he'd never ask that question because he thinks
he
it's
said,
disrespectful.
yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and then Aaron's got shown and it said 10, and Aaron was like, actually, like, it doesn't really matter, but I just had to think of a number, and that's what I put.
And Koi, that entire game, was like making snide kind of comments towards Janae and her body count. And I was like, that's actually like, he was calling her a liar and he was saying all types of stuff about her. And I'm like, that's not on. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah, Koi,
Mr. 150.
under his breath,
Yeah.
the man who's fucked his whole state, he'll be
Yeah.
audacity to be like, wow, she's a liar. She lied to me. What the fuck?
The double standard that was
It
shown
went so
was
hard,
actually crazy.
and that turned me off Koi completely.
Yeah. Well, I was not, I'm gonna be honest, I was not surprised, first of all, that that was his number. Secondly, that that was his reaction. I really wasn't. I clocked his teeth. I knew. But what else? Oh, one of my all-time favorites. It was a question for the girls of like, how much money have you spent on the guy you dated? And oh, like, first of all, Kaylor spent $5,000.
$5,000 is crazy. You know
Crazy.
how bad, I mean, you know how down bad I have to be for a man for $5,000? Hey, torn
$5,000.
ACL, rehabilitation, weak in the
And
knee.
they weren't like, and that's not someone that you're like locked in with for life.
Yeah.
Like if it was your husband,
Heavy
sure.
on husband, husband.
Like, because 5,000 was crazy, but my absolute favorite answer, everyone else had like decent answers, you know, like a couple hundred bucks or, you know, XYZ, like, you know, a couple nice
Zero.
dinners or a gift or whatever.
Zero.
Like, Hannah said $20.
Dude, that was so. She's like, something at the
So
gas
real.
station. I got something at
Yeah.
the gas station for him one time.
But she said, yeah, you got us some snacks at a gas station. That was so funny. Like, that was real. That was so real of her. To be like, yeah,
Crazy.
$20. I spent $20 on a man, as you should, Hannah.
Yeah.
And then what else? I think that was like kind of it. Like, the girls' body counts. I'm never, ever gonna try to
No.
justify. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't care. Like, girls, do you. Be you, boo. And don't be ashamed.
Yeah. So immediately, Janae turned off, rightfully so. And
Oh, disgusting
the
behavior.
thing is, she had just had a conversation with Koi about, they weren't really having a lot of chats that were productive in getting to know each other. And she said that, which, okay. But I feel like after they should have had another chat and been like, hey, well, they did. They did have a chat where she was like,
She
why are you
tried to talk
feeling
to
this
him.
way? You know what I mean? But I think right then and there, she should have dead it. Like, she should have been like, I don't like the things you were saying about me. I don't appreciate men who don't appreciate me or other women. That's how she felt. And I think that we're not meant to be, because then it would have gone by different. I don't think as many people would have been shocked as they
Yeah,
were.
so we're getting to the end of the episode now, which yeah, like this game does lead up to the end of the episode really. Where Janae, so there's a recoupling, right? That's looming. We kind of like know it's coming in a sense. At least as a viewer, they probably didn't know.
There's more. There was
Right.
happening more.
They were shocked. And so Janae tries to talk to Cordell. I think I agree that she should have said, or she could have, she had the opportunity to say something,
She
but
did.
I also fully understand where she was
But
coming
yeah.
from, where she wanted it to work with Coy. Like, she wanted that
Yeah.
to like work. And so she was literally like, I don't know, like that was something that I related to.
I
And
get
she, and
it.
unfortunately, she just kind of ran out of time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think she was having that conversation with him to try to give him another chance, to try to like rebuild and reopen and establish communication and start moving in the way that she wanted things to move. And when she had asked, like, she was telling him, like, we're not, you know, like, you're not giving me anything. And she goes, well, how do you feel about me? He goes, you're cool.
And you know what?
Like,
Also, in her defense, he was giving that I don't give a fuck attitude the whole time after. There's some men, when something embarrassing happens to them and they're aware that it was embarrassing and that they should be embarrassed, they get that attitude where, like, fuck this, fuck that, I don't give a fuck. And that's what he was giving. Like, he couldn't be bothered.
Yeah. And
In her defense,
so
yes, but I think she should have, she could have, not should have, she didn't have to do shit for
she
real.
could have,
She
but
could
she, yeah.
have been like, okay, And then I think, but you know, that's what makes good reality TV. So shout
But
out to her.
I just like really like Janae, the way she handled that was probably a way I would handle it too. Like, I'd want to try to give it that chance. Like, I really would. And then she just, unfortunately, literally, I think it just came down to she ran out of time and she couldn't have another conversation with him. So that later that night, we have a recoupling and it kind of comes down to Janae, and the two last two guys standing up there are Connor and Coy. She started off her speech about Coy. 5,000% she did, because she said the way, the whatever she said, I don't remember exactly what it was, but I remember writing down like she is about to send Connor home, and then she said Connor's name. She switched her
Oh,
mind mid-speech.
you think that?
Yes.
That's
Because
interesting. You know
what
what?
she was
I'm
saying was
interested to see
about
your
Coy, because the history that she was talking about, her and Connor didn't have that.
Yeah, so that's why at the end, Connor sits down and said, I thought you were talking about Coy.
Because he she was.
Yeah, so I was like, dang, that's crazy. But yeah, so she ends up with Connor. Honestly, a win for her. I
I'm
don't.
proud of her for at her first sign of this is not gonna work. She
Yeah,
cut
red
that
flag.
off, like,
Yeah.
period.
Some people like red flags. She prefers green ones. Who's the green one?
she stood on big business right there.
Big business.
Big business.
Big business.
Yeah, so shout out to Janae for that
Another thing
move.
that happened during the recoupling ceremony, right before the recoupling ceremony, actually, we talked about the couple, everyone's favorite couple, who just doesn't happen to be my favorite couple, sneaking away, to have their little makeout sessions and cute little dates, unbeknownst to Liv, who was in a couple with Rob. So Jordan and I think that we have a sneaking suspicion that the
Production.
producers told
Oh,
her
yeah.
to go out on the ledge and take a selfie with Kaylor, which just
100%.
so happened to be right above
Like, you could see
and
where
Rob's
Liv and where
out
Leah and Rob
check.
were. Yeah.
And she was very shocked when she saw them out there making out right before the recoupling thing. And because Rob had still not made it clear if he liked her or not. Because so Liv realistically picked before Leah. So she could have picked Rob again if she thought things were going well, which obviously she did. So she sees that. And obviously she's very upset. Like, dang, you could have just said it with your chest that you weren't into me at all. And I could have gotten to know other people, which she had the she could have done that anyways. But you know, for some reason the season, everyone's like, oh, I'm in a couple. Fuck them.
Yeah, it's
Which is
weird.
weird.
They've
Okay.
like normalized it, right? So it's like you go with the culture that happens in the villa. So if
Yeah.
everybody in the villa was out here being like for the streets, then
Yeah,
that
come
just would have
on.
been the
Be a
norm,
whore.
but they're
Stop
not. Yeah.
settling down. Be a slut.
It's like week after week two is when you like really like
It's like,
start
okay,
seeing
now there's
it.
time. You know each other a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But so Liv sees this, she's hurt. So she gets up there, she's standing on business as well. She's telling it how it is. And then she picks Hakeem to recouple with because she didn't really get to know anybody else. And we did miss an important part at the other. No, we didn't, actually. Sorry. She picks Hakeem. So Hannah chose Kendall, but she was getting to know Hakeem as well. And that goes back to the whole 50-50 thing. Like she was telling Hakeem. Now, this is during the recoupling. Hannah chooses Kendall. Hakeem gets all big body on her. And like,
Yeah, people were chirping a lot at that recoupling.
yeah,
I said, what is
that's the thing.
this?
All of the recoupling so far, there's been a lot of chirping. Like nobody's sitting down and like letting it go and then talking, because I feel like that's a big theme in Love Island. Like they'll sit there and be quiet and then they'll stand on business after. Nah, they're not letting anything slide. They want to talk about it right then and right there, which, like, again, great reality TV, but like, come on.
Well, like for the
So
first recoupling, I thought because there I could remember quite a few instances where there's been recoupling and people have like popped off.
yeah, but
The
every
first
time,
recoupling is crazy.
yeah. Yeah, I was about to say every time it's like you hear, and it was like with every person too. There was something, and not just like, I don't know. Hakeem took it upon himself to basically call Hannah out. Yes and no. I don't think he went about it appropriately at all.
It was wild.
It was because by the sense it was like, I want to talk about this. You hurt my feelings. It was like a you said this,
Also,
and
can we
like
talk
I
about
want
the
to argue with
fact
you.
that Hakeem is so thirsty? Like, sorry,
Yeah,
circling back to his first conversation with Hannah, 2 minutes of the conversation, he's trying to make out with her. Sir, calm down.
every time.
And then when he recouples with Liv after this night, he's literally, they're in bed, they're kissing, and she tells him to stop it and slow down. Sir,
Yeah.
be so for real.
Yeah.
Be so for real.
I think he's got this fairy tale in his head that these women like him more than they do because he acts like they do. And it's like,
Yeah.
wow, you're seeing
He's
something
like,
that I'm not.
everybody likes chocolate.
I'm like, you're in this couple and you think that she likes you more than I think she likes you. And I'm just observing.
Yeah.
Like
And
every
nobody's
time.
really feeling him, if we're being
Nope.
honest.
Yeah, he just moves fast. He's a little pushy.
But yeah, so Janae chooses Connor.
Quite. Oh, Connor, you're right. Sorry.
Janae chooses Connor,
I don't know.
which
Sorry.
was a mid-speech shift. Like you could see she was starting to go for Coy, and then she thought about it mid-speech, and then she said Connor. And I will say this. I really appreciate the fact that Coy did not give her a hard time about it. I think the
Yes,
guys
he
were a
handled
little
it
bit
very
shocked.
well.
I think he handled it so, like, I was like, okay, like, I respect that a lot. I liked him a lot more for his reaction and response to
Yeah.
that. Which is funny because his reaction response to that was part of the reason why she ended
Yeah.
things with him. But I really thought
Yeah.
like he didn't try to make her feel bad. He didn't try to, like
Yeah,
pop
he
off.
was
Like
like, all
he
right.
Yeah, he said, you like do what you got to do. And I thought that was really big of him. And like, yeah, I was like, dang, okay. Like, I wish in this context we could have seen more of like this side of Coy where he is
Yeah.
just, a little bit like cool and like really does care for people. But I thought ultimately for Janae, it probably was the right decision.
It just wasn't working.
It just wasn't working with Coy. And we got to keep Connor for longer. And we already know we both love us some
Yeah.
Connor.
And I made the comment too. I was like, maybe we would have seen a different side of Koi had he coupled with Serena instead.
Maybe. I don't think they would have worked at all.
I don't know. I don't know. I would have been interested to see how that would have panned out.
I guess we'll never know.
I guess we'll never know.
And now Koi's mom doesn't get to drag Serena online. So shout out
Yeah,
to
that's
Serena for staying
crazy.
safe.
So yeah, so that's kind of how the episode wrapped.
Yeah, the javelin game, like the the spin the wheel javelin game kind of brings us to the end of the week. And the biggest part exiting that is we get a preview of two new bombshells coming in. We have Andrea and we have Nicole,
Yes.
which those are some
Yes.
bad bitches.
Bad bitches. Bad bitches. I've ever seen a
Yes.
bad bitch. That is a bad bitch.
Right. And they said,
Happy on
we.
Andrea. Andrea's just, she really is. She, if you looked up bad bitch on Pinterest, Andrea would probably appear. Like that aesthetic. She's like the copy paste Latina, would you say?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, and she is, well, who did they say they were going for? They said they were going for Aaron and
Off
Kendall.
the jump. Yeah. Off the jump, she said she was, well, you didn't watch After Sun, did you?
I didn't.
So off the jump, Andrea said she made it very clear she's going after Aaron and Rob. And then Nicole said that she thought Kendall, she was very interested in Kendall and she'd be interested to see Cordell. But she also mentioned more names. So Nicole was like, I want to meet everybody. But Andrea, she was standing firm on she
A few
likes what she
people.
sees in Rob and she likes what she sees in Aaron. And I do love a woman that knows what she wants and she goes for it. So love that for Andrea.
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting to see because they like the preview, it looks like the boat gets rocked a bit between Leah and Rob. Because Rob might be feeling Andrea, so it'll be really interesting to see what happens there. But that is the end of week one. We've been talking forever, quite literally. There was so much that happened in this first week. It's actually crazy. Give production their flowers, give all the producers their pins, get them to the Emmys. They deserve it. It's been a
Emmy.
crazy week, and I'm so excited for week two.
It's giving reality TV.
What it's in its true form.
In its true form, it's like primetime Jersey Shore reality TV. So I'm very interested in talking about next week and what comes of our most beloved couples.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us rant and talk and share your opinions, your thoughts with us. If we missed anything, let us know. We'd love to hear what you think we should have like touched on. If you like have the same opinions, thoughts, whatever, just feel free to
And
chime in.
even if you don't agree at all, I want to
Yeah.
hear that too.
If you think
Tell me
we
why
sound
we're wrong.
stupid,
Tell
exactly.
me why we're wrong. I love that. Love
Yeah.
that. So thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
From the island.
Little shorty, she be wildin', yo. Cause I always got a smiling, she can't stop. Yeah, I always got a smiling, she won't stop.
Baby took me to the island.